We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Everything in the store, all four locations, is half off.
With the exception of loose diamonds.
How about engagement rings?
Half off.
Diamond pendants?
Half off.
Watches?
Are you just trying to see how I say half off?
I like you with half off.
All half off.
Thank you, Howie. Robert Irwin Jewelers.
2 days only, this Friday and Saturday, all four locations, but don't go online for this one, in-store only.
Fact is, 78% of people live paycheck to paycheck, and if those paychecks stop, your family could find trouble. That's why Allstate offers monthly income term life insurance, which pays out like a monthly paycheck, so your family can keep buying food for this.
This is great, Mom.
Cleats for this. Or even this. Now that you know the truth, are you in good hands?
Allstate Monthly Income Term is a term life insurance policy issued by Allstate Assurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois, subject to availability and qualifications.
There's a difference between do-it-yourself and do-it-for-a-living. At the Home Depot, we get that. And we're here to help pros get the whole job done better and faster. Get the lowest price on the things you need with bulk and volume pricing. Then get it all where you need it and when with Buy Online. Pick up in store or job site delivery with text notifications. You save time and money. When you've got a job, we're on the job. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
Parish. Brad Carson is in studio producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. I'll be getting through the day. No obstacles. No disruption. And I hope you didn't give up on those. A little work, love my underdog Browns. Last night when they went down 14-0. Tyrod Taylor at quarterback, because an interesting thing happened. Right near the end of the first half, Cleveland had to make a quarterback change because the starting quarterback was concussed. Insert Baker Mayfield, number one pick, reigning Heisman Trophy winner, and he leads them to a come-from-behind win. First win in a long, long time, specifically Christmas Eve, December 24, 2016. And now Baker Mayfield seems destined for Canton. We're going to talk about him in just a second. First, though, we set this afternoon's schedule for you. 425, Dan Walkins, the National Columnist, USA Today. I'll ask him about Baker Mayfield. Get his thoughts on something Paul Feinbaum said yesterday on a podcast, that he thinks the end for Nick Saban is sooner rather than later. Dan Walkins is going to join me. I'll ask him about that. 425. Finish that 7. I'm going to do 4 notable stories. It's 444, at which point I'm going to discuss 4 previously undiscussed stories. Among them, the Timberwolves are telling other franchises that they intend to keep Jimmy Butler, even though Jimmy Butler has requested a trade and seems to hate all of his teammates. Perhaps they're telling the truth, but I'd be surprised. We'll get into that around 444. Colin Kaepernick might be close to returning to the NFL, according to his attorney. I'll tell you why that doesn't surprise me a little later on this hour. Major League Baseball has placed the Cubs' Addison Russell on leave after his wife made allegations of abuse in a blog post. I'll tell you about that just before 5 o'clock. And Tiger Woods started today, second round tour championship, atop the leaderboard. Where is he right now? Only 2 ways to find out. Just check your phone whenever you feel like it, or be here for 4 notable stories, 444. 5 o'clock, Jeff Coggins, just like always. Then at 525, we're going to play Harvard Horn Lake. Got lots of prizes, among them Lyle Lovett tickets, Steve Earle tickets, Brett Eldred tickets, $100 gift card to Fleming's, tickets to next Friday night's Parish Easterwood event at the Bluff, so on and so forth. Harvard Horn Lake at 525. Then we're going to do dinner to go and get out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to, but I wanted to start with Baker Mayfield, because last night. I think most people who are sports fans, specifically football fans, if there's only one NFL game on, you're going to watch it. And so last night you get home and around 7 o'clock, 7:20 kickoff, you settle on the NFL Network where you got the Jets and the Browns. And it was somewhat interesting because you do have Sam Darnold, who obviously was the only rookie starting when this season started at quarterback. And then on the other side, you got the Browns, who not only had an opportunity to snap a lengthy losing streak, but they were actually favored to snap a lengthy losing streak. I think they closed at -3. That's where they were at kickoff. And then, of course, they go down 14-0 in the second quarter. And anybody who had placed bets on the Browns was going, why did I do that? I could have taken a team that has won several games since Christmas Eve 2016 as an underdog, but instead I decided to lay points with a team that hasn't won in years, literally years. Why would I do that? And it was a reasonable question to ask as they're sitting down.
The line said do it.
Well, no, the lines just said they didn't do whatever you want. And then everybody who had laid points with a team that hadn't won since Christmas Eve 2016, you start to go, why didn't I see this coming? Why didn't I think this through? Hold on, I'm actually betting real money that a team that hasn't won since Christmas Eve 2016 is going to win a football game tonight. If they do what they've done every single game they've played since Christmas Eve 2016, I'm going to lose money tonight. Why would I put myself in this situation? And then, of course, Tyrod Taylor goes down, concussed. And then the Browns could have gone a different direction, but then they decided to turn it over to Baker Mayfield. And they cut that 14-0 lead to 14-3 at the half. And then, of course, they score 11 points in the third, another 7 in the fourth, score late, stop the Jets on the final possession, and win the game 21-17. So Baker Mayfield's introduction to the NFL will forever be a come-from-behind victory that snapped a long, long losing streak. He was 17 of 23 passing, 201 yards, zero interceptions, quarterback rating 94.9, also caught a touchdown pass. And for what it's worth, Pro Football Focus gave him the highest graded performance that a rookie quarterback has ever had since they started grading quarterbacks back in 2006. That's obviously more than a decade. There's been a lot of quarterbacks make their debut since then. Nobody has ever had a better debut than Baker Mayfield did last night. Again, that's according to Pro Football Focus. And if you go back and watch the film, which I know Hugh Jackson went back and did today. He said he was going to do it last night. I hope he saw the same things everybody else saw. What you'll know is that, yeah, he was 17 of 23 passing, but three of the incompletions were just drop balls. I mean, if he's got receivers who catch the balls when he hits them in the hands, he ends up going 20 of 23 for 200 and more yards, and maybe with a touchdown pass as well. He was terrific. He made all the throws. He looked the part, seemed comfortable. And you watch him and you wonder, how could the coaching staff have been watching these two people take snaps every day in practice and not conclude that the superior quarterback, even if he's just a 23-year-old rookie, is Baker Mayfield. Like he made throws almost immediately upon getting on the field that nobody else on their roster can make. He's definitive with the ball. Like he doesn't wait till you're open. Like Tyrod Taylor, like that's one of the problems. He was terrible last night before he got hurt, but like he really can't get you the ball unless you're open. Baker Mayfield doesn't need you to be open. He just needs a window. He puts it there, throws the ball hard, and puts it where it's supposed to be. That's not everything it takes to be a successful NFL quarterback, but it's a good place to start. Do you know where the ball needs to be? Can you get it there? Do you know where the ball needs to be? Can you get it there? Last night, throw after throw after throw, knows where the ball needs to be, gets it there, zips it there. And so again, like what were they watching in practice to make them think that they wouldn't have a better opportunity to win games with Baker Mayfield? Because the truth is, they could be 3-0 right now. If he had started the first two games, they could be 3-0. They were in those games, both games. Could have won. Now, they also could have won, like, if a kicker made kicks. But it's not unreasonable to think the Browns could be
coming off a winless season last season, sitting here 3-0 on September 21st, if they just played the right quarterback? And I'm sure they'll be asked that question this week and next week after they, I'm certain, name Baker Mayfield as the starter going forward. And I don't know what their answer will be, but it seems like the only answer that it could possibly be is that for whatever reason, in the NFL, there is this way of thinking that, I don't know if it's across the board, but certainly there is this way of thinking that exists, that somehow, for some reason, quarterbacks benefit from watching. Think about this. We don't really apply it to any other sport. You don't draft a point guard, number one overall in the NBA, and then say, you know what, we think he'd benefit from a year of just not playing, of just watching and being in practice and learning from a veteran. You draft him, if he can play, you play him. Like, in what other sport do we conclude that watching makes you better? I mean, I'm serious. It's not a rhetorical question. Like, name one if you got one. I don't know that there's one. Like, in baseball, there's a different system. Like, you're in the minor leagues. There's a way you come. But they don't say, hey, take a year and do nothing but practice. You don't do it with anybody else. But for some reason, you do it with NFL quarterbacks all the time. Because there's no way you could watch Baker Mayfield throw a ball and Tyrod Taylor throw a ball and conclude Tyrod Taylor gives you a better chance to win, that he's the better quarterback. So the only explanation for why Baker Mayfield didn't start game one, game two, game three, only got to play because the starter got concussed, is that they subscribe in Cleveland to the theory that you can benefit from watching. But why? There's no actual proof that that's true. It's not something we apply to anything else. There have been quarterbacks who have played right from the jump and been great, like Carson Wentz, Cam Newton. There have been some that started right from the jump, been bad. Robert Griffin III, Mark Sanchez. There's been some quarterbacks who have watched, learned from a veteran before starting, going to win Super Bowls, Aaron Rodgers, Eli Manning. Then there's some that have sat, watched, learned from a veteran, and sucked. Jamarcus Russell, Jake Locker. You can find an example to whatever you want. Well, here's why sitting and watching helps. Aaron Rodgers. Here's why it doesn't. Jake Locker. Here's why playing immediately helps. Carson Wentz, Cam Newton, get him out there. Well, here's why it doesn't. Mark Sanchez, right? Whatever you subscribe to, there's something to back it up. But that's my point. Whatever you subscribe to, there's something to back it up. There's no proof, no evidence, none, that says sitting and watching makes you better. And yet, NFL franchises, not all but some, still subscribe to that. I've always believed this, and I've said this about basketball, college basketball coaches, more so than quarterbacks, but I think it applies in either place. One of the things I've long said about college basketball coaches is that the greats are going to be great no matter when they get hired and no matter where they get hired. The greats are great, always. They're just going to be great. Brad Stevens' first job could have been at Butler. It could have been at Southern Miss. It wouldn't have mattered. He was always going to be great because he's great. John Calipari got his first job when he was 29, UMass. He could have got it at 35 somewhere. He was always going to be great. That's why I always reject when people say, you can't hire somebody that young. If they're great, they'll be fine. Think about the guys who are in the Hall of Fame right now. John Calipari got his job in his 20s, or maybe like 30, but it's certainly no older than that. Brad Stevens, very young. He's going to the Hall of Fame. Rick Pitino, late 20s, early 30s, gets his first job, Hall of Fame. Mike Krzyzewski, hired very young, Hall of Fame. Billy Donovan, hired very young, will be in the Hall of Fame. The greats are great. Doesn't matter when they get hired. Doesn't matter where they get hired. If you've got the stuff to be great, you'll be great. I think it's basically the same thing with NFL quarterbacks. The ones that are going to be great are going to be great. The ones that aren't. And it doesn't matter if they sit a year and watch, learn from a veteran, or they get thrown out there in week one. The ones who got it, got it. And I know it's just one game, but Baker Mayfield looked like he had it last night. He made the right throws and showed the ability to get the ball there quickly. Quick release, ball zips. Seems to have won the locker room. That's one of the things, if you remember from the NFL draft, the Browns reportedly loved about him. It's why they preferred him to some of the other quarterback prospects. Not just because he could make all the throws, not just because he was an amazing playmaker at the collegiate level, and you think some of that can translate to, if not all of it, to the NFL. They loved the way people rallied around them. They loved the way when he walked in the locker room, everybody looked at him. They loved the way when he was on the sideline, he had something to say, everybody reacted. They loved the way he led a team, the way people followed him. Like, that's a gift. And I don't want to overstate it. He might suck next Sunday when they have to go play the Raiders. He's a rookie. He's going to have good games and bad games. They all do. Well, some just have bad. But even the greats have bad rookie games. His is coming. But I mean, it's hard not to notice when he got in that huddle, the team changed. I mean, the energy changed. Everything changed. The stadium changed. Like, that's a gift. Not everybody has that. He seems to have that. And so I don't really know if he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. I say that with my tongue in my cheek. But he looked worthy of the number one pick last night. I'll tell you this, if you're the Browns, it's a little bit like when the Grizzlies draft Jaren Jackson and then they watch him and they go, we wouldn't undo this. If you're the Browns, after last night, you go, we wouldn't undo this. And that fan base that's had nothing to be hopeful about for years suddenly has something real and tangible to be hopeful about. And that's that rookie quarterback that, again, I'm certain has to start in week four, even if last night Hugh Jackson wasn't ready to go there. He was asked about it. Is Baker Mayfield going to start the next game? And he said, I'm going to have to watch the film. I don't know. And he's been getting beat up a little bit about that. I think I tweeted something about it last night as well. I know what he was trying to do. He just used the wrong words, or should he use different words? What he was trying to do is, like, I don't want to announce to the world that Tyrod Taylor lost his job while Tyrod Taylor is in the back concussed and I haven't had a chance to talk to him yet. And I can respect that. But what you say in that moment is something along those lines. If the question is Baker Mayfield starting next week, the answer can be, obviously I've got a decision to make. And we will make one, and I'll let you guys know what we're going to do just as soon as I can. But I want to talk to both of my guys before I say anything to anybody else. I think I owe it to both of them to sit down with both of them. And I think any media member or fan could respect that. That's what he's really trying to do. He just wants to talk to both of them, and then he'll name Baker Mayfield the starting quarterback. It would be nonsensical to do anything else. But he should have just said that last night. Yeah, obviously I've got a decision to make, and I'm going to make it. But first, I'd like to talk to both of my guys before I announce that to the world. That's a completely reasonable answer. Saying that you need to watch the tape before you can decide? Dude, you don't need to watch that tape. You saw it. Your offense couldn't do anything. Then you had to make a quarterback change, and everything changed. The game changed. Your season changed. Your team changed. You don't need to watch film. I mean, you can watch it, but there's nobody, Tyrod Taylor's mother, there's nobody who can watch that film and conclude anything other than Baker Mayfield needs to be the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. And if he is, they've got a chance to be decent. I mean, I don't know about playoffs. They lost two games that they might have won if they'd have played the right quarterback. But they got a chance to be decent. I promise you this, they won't have to wait another couple of years to win their next game. They'll get another one here pretty soon. I'll ask Dan Walken about it next.
Fatter than you were last year? Chronic fatigue? Low sex drive? Clothes sizes just kept getting bigger? Hi, I'm Dr. Keith Amadeo with Kyber Weight Loss. It's football season again, so that means chicken wings, beer, and for the average male, an extra 10 pounds. There's never an easy time to lose weight or get healthy. Why not start now before you go up another belt size or shirt size? My program requires no exercise, no shots, or dangerous drugs. It's all natural, so if you're tired of being overweight, fatigued, and having low sex drive, and shopping for bigger and bigger clothes, call my office at 901-221-8964 and mention ESPN Radio for 10% off for the fall football special. That's 901-221-8964.
Call Collierville Weight Loss now for your no-charge consultation at 901-221-8964. That's 901-221-8964. Or schedule your appointment online right now at ColliervilleWeightLoss.com.
How your teeth look can affect how you feel about yourself, and with today's advancements in dentistry, it's easy to change that appearance in just a few simple visits. Yes, you really can get a wider smile in less than 2 hours, and you won't ever dread going to the dentist anymore. Not after you check out the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby in the Forum Building. The Smile Center, it is central to everything, and it's also comfortable and convenient. This is Gary Parrish telling you, I'm speaking from experience. This is where my family goes. It's where your family should go. So if you're looking for a dentist, or if your dentist doesn't even know your name, call Dr. Mady Sadeghi. He and his staff, they make it really easy to take care of your smile, whether you're in need of a routine cleaning or something more cosmetic. That's the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby. You can get more information at SmileCenterMemphis.com. That's SmileCenterMemphis.com, or call today to make an appointment. 309-1333, 309-1333. It's the Smile Center, taking comfort to a whole new level.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips we provide our clients. Sometimes email is the best way to communicate with your wife during the divorce. It's efficient, it creates a record, and it avoids ugly scenes. On the other hand, because you're on the record, your comments must be tactful and reasonable. Assume your emails will be exhibits at trial. Remember, your goal throughout the process is to project an image of common sense and good faith. The judge should understand that your wife is the source of this needless litigation. You're the good guy, the voice of reason. A related point, be cooperative where you can. Show flexibility regarding non-essential issues. Judges notice this. Besides, save your attorney fees for what's important.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Memphis attorneys. A partner men can count on. 901-362-3666. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. 6000 Poplar Avenue, Suite 225, Memphis, Tennessee, 38119.
Men in the area have been working with the Memphis Men's Clinic to treat their ED for over 4 years. Now area men have experienced stellar results from wave therapy, the state-of-the-art treatment that uses a man's own healing agents to help make ED a thing of the past.
My name's David. I'm 46 years old, and I've been coming to the Memphis Men's Clinic for about 2 years. The doctor and staff at the Memphis Men's Clinic explained everything to me in terms I could understand. They explained the process completely, so I wouldn't have any confusion about what it was or why it works. And the procedure was quick and painless. I wasn't expecting the kind of results I got. I didn't think noticeable gains could be made so easily, but the results have been very strong.
Call the Memphis Men's Clinic today to schedule a consultation for just $99. Learn how wave therapy from the Memphis Men's Clinic can help you regain your performance. Call today, 901-443-0304. 901-443-0304.
Joe Stewart Body Shop is the best body shop in town. They've got the original location at 2916 Summer Avenue, and they've also got Joe Stewart Collision of Collierville, family-owned and operated since 1969. And they've been voted a Memphis Most Best Car Repair Shop for the last 5 years running. They're certified by Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Acura, and Honda, but they can work on any make or model. Take your car to Joe Stewart Body Shop, because taking your car anywhere else would be an accident.
Ho, 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 ho. The holidays are upon us, and I have something very special to deliver. The most wonderful job of the year. The Williams-Sonoma Distribution Center in Olive Branch is seeking seasonal employees to enjoy great pay, flex schedules, and a modern workplace filled with festive people. Visit WSSupplyMemphis.com. That's WSSupplyMemphis.com. Williams-Sonoma, the most wonderful job of the year.
Want to bet? Las Vegas is miles away. The all-new sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line behind home plate, center court ticket, to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action, the largest video screens, and the best prop bets in town. So come place your bets at the sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Rev up your weekend at the Memphis International Auto Show, the 21st through the 23rd at the Cook Convention Center. See hundreds of the newest cars, trucks, SUVs, exotics, luxury vehicles, and more. Take a test drive right at the show. The Memphis International Auto Show. Discounts available at memphisautoshow.com.
Have a little fun with Instant Games. Play the new September Instant Games with top prizes ranging from $5,000 to $500,000. Just stop by any Tennessee Lottery retailer and pick up $5,000 jackpot, dollar sign, Mega Millions, Powerball, or Emerald Tens.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN. This ain't a wave or
phase, because all that phase. 425, Gary Parrish Show, we're on 92.9 FM, ESPN. Colin Kaepernick's attorney is suggesting, hinting, that he might be returning to the NFL soon. I'll tell you why I think that makes sense, given the timing. Going to do that in the next segment. Jeff Coggins will be here in studio, 5 o'clock. We'll play Harvard Horn Lake 525. But right now, he's National Columnist USA Today. Dan Walker making the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview. Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Memphis. Now on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Dan Walker, let's start with the big story for the past 24 hours in sports. Baker Mayfield's debut. He was 17 to 23 passing, 201 yards, caught a touchdown pass, got the highest grade ever from Pro Football Focus for a quarterback in his debut. What'd you make of Baker Mayfield last night?
Well, I think you left out the most important thing he did, which is he got me to stay up for the second half of that stupid game last night. I was ready to go to bed.
Isn't it wild? Because that game went from, like, I don't know why I'm watching this, to there is nothing else I would want to be watching right now other than Baker Mayfield play quarterback.
Oh, 100%. Like, I was bailing on it, ready to go to bed, whatever, get up early. And then, he comes in the game, and it's like, well, you better stick around for the second half because something is going to happen. He is either going to do exactly what he did, or he's going to throw five interceptions and everyone's going to freak out about why the Browns picked him. And I'm glad it was the former instead of the latter because I think that's a lot more fun. And I don't know what it will lead to for the rest of this year, this month, or the rest of his career. But for one night at least, people who enjoyed watching Baker Mayfield when he was at Oklahoma had to enjoy watching the Cleveland Browns, which is maybe the first time anyone's ever said that.
And it makes you wonder, like, why did he start that game and the game before and the game before? And the only explanation I can come up with, because I don't know that there could be a way you could watch these two quarterbacks every day in practice and conclude that Taylor gives you a better shot to win than Mayfield. He just makes throws that Tyrod Taylor can't make. And if you subscribe to that, then the only explanation is that Cleveland is one of those franchises that believes you can get better by watching, that you'll be better off if you just watch. And I read a column at The Ringer earlier today. I don't want to take credit for this because I'm using a lot of the information that was in there. But one of the points in that column that the author makes is we don't do this with any other position in any other sport, that we conclude that watching makes you better or you'll be better off for watching. And there's really no evidence that suggests that it's actually true. Like, some guys who watch turn out to be great. Some guys who watch turn out to be bad. Some guys who start immediately turn out to be great. Some guys who start immediately turn out to be bad. Why is that a thing with quarterbacks in the NFL?
Yeah, it's just gut feeling. And I think the only thing that could maybe be comparable is point guards in the NBA. And they come in at 18, 19. And I think there's always this thought with NBA teams that, especially with point guards more than any other position, because they have the ball in their hands so much of the time, like, you need to have a veteran there in case the other guy struggles, because it could become a confidence issue, right? And I think probably the same logic applies to the quarterback position, because the game moves so fast. And that's the big difference in why so many guys who are great college quarterbacks don't succeed in the NFL, because the game just moves so much faster. And and playing that position is all about being able to read what you see on the field and anticipate what's going to happen so that you put the ball in the right place. And there are some guys who are really good at it and some guys who are not. And it's why evaluating quarterbacks is so hard. And so you bring them into the league and you see them in practice, but the game is just so different. What actually happens when everyone's playing full speed all the time? And I just think people are scared, and it's just a gut feeling. You're right. There is no rhyme or reason to how to handle a quarterback or any sort of pathway or blueprint that guarantees you anything. But it's just gut feeling, and clearly that's the way they felt. But ultimately, look, I mean, he gets in now, three games in. We'll see what happens, but I don't expect that we'll see much of Tyrod Taylor going forward.
Talking to Dan Walken from USA Today's on Twitter, at Dan Walken. You mentioned putting the ball where it's supposed to go. Somebody who didn't do that last night, Sam Darnold, two interceptions. He can obviously make all the throws, but several times last night he just threw the ball somewhere he shouldn't be throwing the ball. Was that an issue for him at USC as well?
Sure, he made a lot of mistakes. Absolutely. He made had a lot of interceptions, careless turnovers. He was one of those guys who was known to take a lot of chances. And, you know, maybe he did that at USC because, as we see now, there are a lot of deficiencies at USC that you have to maybe overcompensate for, and that maybe led him to throw some of those interceptions. But that's a habit you've got to get out of at the NFL level. You can't take a lot of those crazy risks, or else defensively teams are too good and they're going to pick you off way too much of the time.
Talking to Dan Walken from USA Today, I want to switch to college football. Paul Feinbaum created a headline yesterday, I believe, on a podcast when he said the end is sooner rather than later for Nick Saban. I mean, he's 68 years old, so, you know, he's closer to the end of his career than he is to the beginning. That's obvious. But I didn't get the sense that, like, Nick is, like, getting ready to walk away because, like, why would you? You're on top of the world. Where, like, do you think Nick Saban is within a couple of years or 3 years of retiring?
I think that's probably a good possibility. You know, maybe 3 years after this one, so 1920, you know, maybe somewhere around that 2021 area where he's 70, 71 years old. Look, it was already last year impacting Alabama on the recruiting trail. The whole Nick Saban is not going to be here that much longer. He's getting old. It absolutely had an impact on Alabama in recruiting. And that's why Nick Saban kind of got rid of a lot of his older staff members and brought in a bunch of young guys. Like, that's really been kind of the big background story on Alabama this year, is a bunch of guys came from smaller programs in their 30s, replacing a lot of the guys who had been with him for a number of years who were, you know, in their 50s and 60s. And that was very much a recruiting play. And, you know, but once you get past 70, like, you can only stave it off for so long. And so, you know, so you're not 70 years old and recruiting kids. Like, can they really believe that you're going to be there when you're 75, you know, or 76, 77? Like, at some point, that just does become too much, and they will slip. So, yeah, I mean, if you wanted to say three more years, like, that's a number that would make sense to me.
It's funny. We're doing this series at CBS Sports on the six programs being led by Naismith Memorial Hall of Famers, and obviously the six programs that, with the coaches there, they're all older coaches. Bill Self's only 55, John Calipari's 59, but Roy Williams is 68, Jim Boeheim's 73, Mike Krzyzewski, I believe, is right around, he's in there somewhere. And as I'm trying to project, like, how long these guys might really do it, one of the things I found, it's not like I discovered it, something that I noted. A whole bunch of guys coach to 70. Like, that's not a hard number to hit if you're great at your job. Literally nobody gets to 75. History of college basketball. John Chaney's the oldest Division I basketball coach ever. He went to 74. Now, Boeheim's going to go to 75 because his son just enrolled there. But there seems to be a massive difference between 70 and 75 for whatever reason.
Well, I mean, 75 is not young,
no.
Right? I mean, that's like 8 years past, you know, national retirement age. And, look, I know a lot of these guys want to hang on for a long time if you're happy and successful and doing well. But also, like, at some point, you know, you have to start doing the math and say, okay, I've only got so many years left, more than likely. I mean, do I literally want to do this until I die?
Right.
And I think that's, you know, I think that's something that normal people, most normal people, would not want to do. Like, take some time and, you know, go see the world. Go, you know, be with your grandkids. Like, do something. Now, you know, Jim Boeheim, like you said, is the exception. Jim Boeheim is a guy who like literally would rather be in Syracuse, New York than anywhere else in the world.
Right.
He can play. I remember back in the Olympics, he's complaining about everything. Like complained about they went to Barcelona to play like an exhibition game before the London Olympics, and I remember he wrote this blog about how he didn't like Barcelona because it was a big seafood city or something.
Like Barcelona, I know you've been there. I've been there as well. It is one of the most amazing cities in the world, and Syracuse, like with all due respect, is just gray.
Yeah.
It's just gray nonstop. Like, the idea that you would love Syracuse more than Barcelona is insane, except Jim Boeheim absolutely does.
Right. So he's the exception, right? So he may literally just, like, coach until he's at death's door. Bill Snyder is kind of doing the same thing right now at Kansas State, and not with great results, at least early in the season. But, yeah, like, I do think at some point you just kind of have to tell yourself, all right, I got to spend – you know, my sunset years, like doing something other than, you know, sitting in living rooms of 16-and-a-half-year-olds begging them to come play for me.
I'm talking to Dan Wolkin here from USA Today. Arkansas, 1-2 at Auburn tomorrow, 29.5-point underdogs, which is a massive number between two SEC teams when one of them's not Alabama. I talked about this early in the week. Are we sure Chad Morris is a good football coach? Because he's got a great reputation, but he's never been great.
Well, I think he's a good football coach. You looked at SMU. He inherited, literally a situation about as bad as what Justin Fuente inherited at Memphis. And it took some time. I think his defensive coordinator hire at SMU was questionable and I think his defensive coordinator at Arkansas that he hired is questionable. I mean, John Chavis, at least the perception within the industry is that he's kind of over the hill, that the game has maybe passed him by. He can't really defend a spread offense. That's something you have to do as a defensive coordinator now in college football. So that, I think, will dog him a little bit as this thing goes forward if he doesn't turn it around. I think Chad Morris is a good coach. It was a tough year to hire a coach for anybody, especially if you're Arkansas. I mean, you see across the board in that coaching carousel last year, just because of how many big-time jobs were open, you saw programs maybe hire less accomplished coaches than they would otherwise in an average year. I think that was true at Florida State. That was true at Tennessee. You can just go down the line. So, if it wasn't going to be Chad Morris, who's it going to be? And that, I understand what you're saying, but he's who they've got. He's done some good things in recruiting. Now the big challenge for them is if they continue to go down this path and lose, are they going to be able to keep that momentum on the recruiting trail and get the kind of players he needs to go in there and win?
Wrapping up here with Dan Wolkin, USA Today. Last thing before I let you go, in about an hour and a half, they're going to kick off down in Orlando, Florida Atlantic, against 16th-ranked UCF. So it's a nationally-ranked team against Lane Kiffin, so that's good enough for television. Is it a competitive game tonight, or UCF just run away from them?
Yeah, I saw that line. I think it's like 13.5,
right?
And I think it seems like everybody is going to be on UCF from a gambling perspective. I mean, it's one of those lines that almost seems too easy. Florida Atlantic has not been very good this year. I mean, their defense has been terrible. Offensively, they don't look like they have quite as much pop as they did when Kendall Briles was calling the plays last year. And UCF's pretty good. Now, they've only, unfortunately, because of last weekend getting wiped out by the hurricane, they haven't maybe had as many reps, haven't had as much game experience. So I don't know. I mean, I could see FAU covering. But just on paper, it sure looks like UCF's the much better team.
That is Dan Wolkin from USA Today. You can read him, usatoday.com. Find him on Twitter, at Dan Wolkin. Thanks, buddy. Have a good weekend.
See you, Gary.
I'll see you. That's Dan Wolkin, USA Today. Florida Atlantic right now, 2-1, but have beaten nobody, unless you count Air Force as somebody. Lost their opener at Oklahoma, 63-14, so got completely run off the field. And the only other time this season that they've played a ranked team. So we'll see what they do tonight against UCF. That's in Orlando. If you want to watch Lane Kiffin coach against a future Memphis opponent, 6:00 ESPN. We come back. Colin Kaepernick's attorney is hinting that his client might be returning to the NFL soon. I'll tell you why I think that makes sense. I'll tell you what might be triggering it.
Germantown Hardware and Paints is family-owned and operated by the Wagners since 2001. And the great thing about Germantown Hardware and Paints is you can compare their prices to any big-box store. They're going to beat them, or they're at least going to match them. Football season is underway, so you need to have the tailgating stuff right. Stop on in to Germantown Hardware. They'll take care of all your grilling needs, like the Green Egg, Weber's, Primo's, and all the accessories that come with them.
John, I'll be headed over there because I need some new starters, John, for my Big Green Egg. I've been using it so much. It changed my life, as we say every day. You should head to Germantown Hardware and Paints and get yourself a Big Green Egg. Or, if you're in the mood for paints, they've got all the Benjamin Moore paints you need. That staff, so knowledgeable. They're going to help you pick out just the right color for all your projects. You can get at them online at germantownhardware.com. Do like I tell you, go get a Big Green Egg from Germantown Hardware and Paint. It's going to change your life, too.
We're going to be grilling some juicy steaks tonight, brother.
It's time to get out and use that Big Green Egg. Ain't that right, John? I'm headed out there right now. About to cook up this meat, brother.
Hey, Tennessee. GEICO presents Need to Know Information, because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
When I spell Wednesday, I have to say Wednesday in my head, or I will spell it wrong every single time.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Whenever I tip someone at the food truck, I wait for them to watch me before I put in the money.
Again, not really needed. But knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
Well, last night I finished off a family-sized serving of chips. Hey, I'm a family of one.
And not needed. But you should know GEICO has local agents in your area that could help you find even more ways to save. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So, Tennessee, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you about Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. They're a local, family-owned and operated business serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010. And at this point, you should know, Danny Morrison Roofing is known as the home of the free roof. Danny's team has built a reputation for timely and professional roof repair and roof replacement with attention to detail, and they have the ability to work with insurance companies to make sure customers who qualify for a new roof can get one with no out-of-pocket costs. Most roofing jobs, they can be done in just one day. And if for any reason you're not completely happy with your roof, Danny and his team will ensure your complete satisfaction. You want a free roofing estimate? You can get that right now. Just call Danny at 901-870-0186. That's 901-870-0186. Or visit him on the web at morrisonroofing.net. That's Danny Morrison Roofing, a proud supporter of the University of Memphis Athletic Department. Check him out on the web, morrisonroofing.net. That's morrisonroofing.net.
At Orion Federal Credit Union, we're redefining banking one home sweet home loan at a time. Visit orionfcu.com to learn about our easy application process for home loans.
If you're trying to sell a home, you need an experienced and effective agent who can expose it to the most buyers by using the best marketing strategy. What you need is somebody who can negotiate for the most money possible. And in this Memphis market, that person is Josh Hysaw, Keller Williams Realty. Lots of you have heard me talking about Josh for years now. One such person is Ernest, had a home out in Atoka. Listed it with another company, couldn't get it done, nothing. Listed it with Josh Hysaw, home sold, quickly, full asking price. How did Josh do it? He did it with his 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. He's going to come out and help you price your home in a way that makes it attractive to buyers. And then when you guys agree on a price, he's going to go to work. And then if it's not sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll buy the home from you. You pick. Totally up to you. And it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he's not doing his job in your opinion, you can fire him, no questions asked, even if your opinion doesn't make any sense. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only agent I'd call if I needed to sell my home, Josh Hysaw. 461-8147. He's on the web. JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com.
Have an unforgettable experience with today's Perks deal. Half off jumping for two people at Jumping World. Enjoy 1 hour Monday through Thursday or 2 hours any day of the week. Jumping World provides a unique and active adventure-filled experience for people of all ages using their trampolines, gym, and other attractions. All you have to do is bring your crew, lots of energy, and an attitude ready to jump the world. Jumping World also offers packages for birthday parties, fundraisers, field trips, group events, and more. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
My lawn's been worn out by summer, not to mention by my kids.
This year, use Scott's in the fall.
Just one more feeding gives your grass the nourishment it needs to recover from the wear and tear of summer, while also building resilient roots to help prevent a weak, thin lawn next spring.
This fall, my kids and my grass are back out to play.
This is a Scotts Yard. Now's the time to feed your lawn. Pick up a bag of Scotts Winter Guard today.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show. Live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It feels so good it should cost. Brought an alligator, I ain't talking Lacoste. Made me say, like a mix of Master P and Rick Ross. She seen to make me always feel like a boss. She said I'm in the wrong hole, I said I'm lost. She said I'm going too fast, I'm exhausted. Now drop to your knees for
Cooper Systems over the Mount Moriah Office Park on the web, coopersystems.com. You need them, call them. 360-9679, 360-9679. That's where you can get your new computer, refurbished computer, custom-built computer, high-end, low-end, middle of the road. You can also get computer repair. And if you need to enhance your wireless situation in your home, they can come out and help you with that. They can increase your wireless coverage area. They can help create a stronger wireless signal. There is few things worse. Year 2018, sitting home, you got Netflix rolling in one room, Hulu going in another room, kids are all on iPads, and now the wireless signals just bog down a little bit, start to buffer a little bit, and then you to look at your children with shame because they staring up at you, whether you're mother or father. They're saying, Mom, Dad, all I ask from you is food, provide food, and like a strong wireless signal so that I can watch YouTube for 7 consecutive hours. All I want. Don't disappoint your children. Be a good parent. Have a strong wireless signal. You don't know how to do it? Fine. That's why Cooper Systems exists. Call them. 360-9679. 360-9679. Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park on the web. Coopersystems.com. Jeff Cock is going to be in studio a little after 5 o'clock. We'll play Harvard Horn Lake. We got tickets to all sorts of stuff, including the Parrish Easterwood event at the Bluff next Friday night. That'll be around 5:25. But right now, I got 4 stories I'd like to discuss.
4 stories presented by the Bluff Restaurant and Bar. 4 notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's 4 notable stories at 4:44. Story number 1.
Rival executives lobbing calls to Minnesota's front office on the possibility of trading for 4-time All-Star forward Jimmy Butler are getting their inquiries rebuffed, league sources have told ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski. Basically, the front office in Minnesota are telling other franchises, he's an All-Star. He's an important player. We're going to keep him. Do you believe that? Do you think there's any way Brad Carson, the Timberwolves, start this season or even start training camp with Jimmy Butler on their roster?
I think there's a chance they could at the start of training camp. Yeah.
Because, like, the start of training camp's Monday.
Yeah. Absolutely, he'll be on the roster. I think he will be, and I think this is a good hardline negotiation start for them. I don't think they believe that at their core.
I don't think they believe it either. You can't go for it.
Man, no, it's a setup.
It's one thing when somebody asks for a trade, and like clearly Kyrie Irving and LeBron James got sideways about some stuff,
right.
But it wasn't really public. Like, they weren't blasting each other on social media.
Right.
All right, so I've always thought if I ran Cleveland's franchise in that moment, Kyrie Irving, with 2 years left on his contract, comes to me and says, I want to trade. I say no. Like, you're going to play with LeBron James because that gives us the best opportunity to try to win another championship. And then if you want to leave us in free agency, or wait it out, and if we lose LeBron, then maybe we'll move you.
Yeah.
But we don't have to move you right now.
Right.
And so we're not. So text LeBron, you guys go to dinner and get this thing worked out. Or don't go to dinner and don't get it worked out. But either way, both of you on a basketball court with Kevin Love, that's our best chance. Yeah. I thought Cleveland messed that up completely.
I do too.
This is different.
Yeah.
Because it's not just Jimmy Butler not wanting to be in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. It's Jimmy Butler and Karl Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins hating each other. And it's publicly known.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Wiggins' brother taking shots at Jimmy Butler on Instagram. And I don't know if you saw this, and I don't know if it's true, but it's, I mean, you could find it on Twitter. It's out there. Mm-hmm.
that Jimmy Butler slept with Karl Anthony Towns' girlfriend.
Oh, no.
Or, oh, yes.
Oh, really? Mm, let me look here. Let's see. Karl.
Anthony Towns.
Anthony.
Girlfriend. You'll see it.
Girlfriend. That'll get it started as an argument with your coworkers or your teammates in this case. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good for those guys. Not good for the relationship for the men.
So as the story goes.
Wow.
And again, it's just hearsay.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you for sure if it's true.
Whoa.
But as the story goes, you can find this on social media.
Yeah.
Karl Anthony Towns and his girl were going to Hawaii.
Okay.
But they stopped in L.A., spent some time in L.A. before going to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And that's apparently when Jimmy Butler smashed Karl Anthony Towns' girlfriend.
Come on now, and then Jimmy, hands off.
And then she goes on vacation with Karl Anthony Towns. But if you go look at her Instagram feed, Karl Anthony Towns has been completely erased from it.
Ooh.
He doesn't exist. And there's really not much of her on his Instagram feed.
Mm-mm.
Since that vacation to Hawaii.
Well, this seems to be more than just than I ever thought. I didn't realize all this stuff.
So you can't put them all on the same team again.
No, like this is not going to work out very well.
This is not Kyrie and LeBron not seeing eye to eye on a basketball thing.
No, this is way beyond that.
Or Kyrie wanting to be his own star and get out of the shadow of LeBron. This is people who hate each other, and it's publicly known. Oof. Possibly people who have slept with each other's girlfriends, and it's publicly known. Whether it's true or not is, I guess, never been confirmed, but it's out there.
Yeah, I see
People think that.
Yep.
And so I don't know how you can have them on the same team after all of this has been made so public. But I will say this.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he's at least on that team Monday, because that's when training camp starts and that's when media day is.
You can have some fun with it.
It just, like, I mean, what, you know, like at media day.
Oh, man.
Like at the Grizzlies media day, you'll have these photo sessions where it's like Mike Conley and Mark Gasol, like, holding balls and goofing around. You going to put Jimmy Butler and Andrew Wiggins and Karl Anthony Towns, like, all in, like, these media guide photos?
Oh, that's tough. I'd like one where they're trying to get the ball out of each other's hands, like, in the middle, you know, just pulling on it different ways.
It sounds like if Jimmy Butler wants to get the ball out of Karl Anthony Towns' hands, that ain't no problem. If you can get a girl out of his hands, out of his hands, I bet you can get a basketball out of his hands anyway. What an awkward situation. I predict this, that Jimmy Butler will be traded before the start of the season, and possibly even before Monday, because there's an incentive for everybody to try to avoid that awkwardness. I guess if I were betting, I would bet not by Monday, but I could see it by Monday. I don't think there's any scenario where he starts the season playing for the Timberwolves.
Story number two.
So Colin Kaepernick's attorney, Mark Garagos, told TMZ that they should stay tuned because there could be some news next week about Colin Kaepernick making a return to the NFL. They pushed him, like, and he said, no, I'm not going to go any further, but there is interest from two NFL franchises right now about signing Colin Kaepernick. And the reason this makes sense to me is because of the way the Nike campaign went over.
Mm-hmm.
What is the reason owners were hesitant, if not totally resistant?
They thought it would be a negative, like a distraction.
To signing Colin Kaepernick.
It would be bad, And turns out that's not the case.
They don't care, at least I don't want to speak for all of them.
Right.
I don't think most of the owners are actually offended about Colin Kaepernick taking a knee during the national anthem to protest
racial inequality
and police brutality.
Right.
But they are businessmen, and by definition, successful businessmen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they either thought or were made to believe that signing Colin Kaepernick would be bad for business.
Right.
That bringing him into that franchise would be bad for business.
Mm.
Not bad for your football team, but bad for business. And what has Nike shown us?
That it's not bad for business. We see the stock.
It's the opposite of bad for business.
It's a booster.
Nike stock has never been higher.
Never.
Online sales are up year over year.
Yeah.
It's not bad for business.
No.
I've been telling you for 2 years it wasn't bad for business.
Right.
That people don't really protest. People who like football are going to watch football.
And they say stuff.
There's no way you're going to be a diehard Buffalo Bills fan and then not be a Buffalo Bills fan because they signed Colin Kaepernick. It would go exactly like the Michael Vick returning to the NFL thing went.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A handful of people would show up and protest one day, and then the next day it'd be smaller.
Right.
And then the next day it'd be non-existent.
Yep.
It'd go away. And your football stadium would still be full if you got a good team. It was never bad for business. But what Nike did is prove it. It's not bad for business. Right. Colin Kaepernick is not bad for your business. So now suddenly you've got NFL owners out there going, okay, he's not bad for business. In fact, he might help our business. And he's a better quarterback than at least one of the guys we got on our roster right now.
And this guy.
So I'm not surprised that this is actually happening now. I think Nike proving to the world that Colin Kaepernick does not hurt your business, in fact, he helps your business, is going to be the reason, if it happens, an NFL owner decides, you know what, let's bring him in and let's sign him to a contract.
Story number three.
So this is an ugly story. Addison Russell was placed on administrative leave by Major League Baseball earlier today after his ex-wife opened up about abuse allegations against the Chicago Cubs shortstop in a blog post. Her name's Melissa Rady Russell, and she wrote that she suffered physical and emotional abuse throughout their two-year marriage. Their divorce became final, I believe, last month.
Okay.
And apparently she's decided to just speak out and speak up, and now his career is very much in jeopardy, as it should be. If these allegations are true, he shouldn't be in Major League Baseball. You might remember they launched an investigation into him last year.
I'd forgotten about that.
After the wife accused him on social media of cheating.
Okay.
And then her friend jumped on and made allegations about domestic violence as well.
Right.
Major League Baseball is not going to go in and do anything because you cheated on your wife. Otherwise, they'd have all sorts of...
they'd have no players,
They'd have very few players.
Yeah.
But if you are... If you have beaten your wife, abused your wife, now that's a problem. And so Major League Baseball announced today that they never closed the investigation, so they didn't have to reopen it. But now they've got new reason to go try to talk to Addison Russell's ex-wife. The issue might be, and maybe she's changed over the past year, but last year when they tried to talk to her, she wouldn't talk to them. She did not cooperate with the investigation, and that's why they couldn't really take it any further. But if she's willing to talk now... And her story is believable and corroborated by other people. Yes. And maybe then his career might really be in jeopardy. You might never see him play for the Chicago Cubs again. So he obviously was already, before Major League Baseball announced the leave of absence today, removed from the lineup. He was not in the starting lineup. And now they might, not that this is important relative to the seriousness of the allegations, but they might have to close this regular season without him and go into the postseason without him. And that's not ideal, but that's where we're at.
Story number four.
Tour championship continues to go on down at East Lake Golf Club in Atlanta, Georgia. And right now, Justin Rose and Tiger Woods are tied for the lead. Both are 6 under par through 17.
Hey, good news.
It is good news. Love it when Tiger Woods is at the top of the leaderboard. Roy McIlroy, a one shot back, minus a five. And of course, Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, also in the top 10. So you've got a pretty star studded leaderboard, which is awesome going into the weekend. And maybe this will be the weekend we watch Tiger Woods, just like the Cleveland Browns, win for the first time in a long time. Jeff Cock is in studio next.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station.
Hurry to Kroger for the two-day digitals only sale. Friday and Saturday, select Nabisco family-sized cookies or crackers or $1.99 with card and digital coupon from Kroger.com.
Come experience the newly renovated restaurant Iris, where modern meets elegant and fine dining meets a casual drink with friends. Sit down for a cocktail at our beautiful new bar and let Chef Kelly English and his team serve you snacks from the exclusive bar menu. Or come ready for a full course dinner. Enjoy the next chapter of one of Memphis's most beloved restaurants with our freshly updated dining room and innovative new menu. Now any night at Restaurant Iris can be a special occasion.
Hey y'all, this is Kelly English. Come see me at Restaurant Iris.
Smith drives to the goal line. Johnson drives the lane.
You need Drive to win the big game, and soon you can drive to Tunica on I-269, the fast track to Tunica, to enjoy the big game at Tunica's all-new sportsbooks, along with dining, concerts, and more. I-269 opening soon. All-new Tunica sportsbooks now open. Drive to win and log on to win today. TunicaTravel.com/drive to win.
This is Gary Parrish from the Gary Parrish Show, and at this point, I've been telling you about James Davis for years. You already know it's one of the best clothing stores in the entire country, and it's the place to go if you need a new suit, because James Davis right now has great deals on Paul Battinley suits, and Rob Joyner is here to tell you all about them.
Gary, these Paul Bettinelli suits are incredible. In my 40 years in the business, I hadn't seen quality like this at this price. Two suits for $7.95, usually $5.95 each. They use high-twist, Nanolux, year-round weight wool. It's water-stained, wrinkle-resistant. They're five solids, three patterns to choose from. We have a classic fit, athletic trim fit for every body size, from 36 short to 52 long. They're altered perfectly to your specifications, and of course, the alterations are free.
So where are you going to get that new suit you know you need? The answer is James Davis in the Laurel Woods Shopping Center. Again, right now, you can get two Paul Bettinelli suits for just $7.95. That's two for just $7.95. You want to know what they look like? Check them out on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.